The following is a reading from the Janice Randall Peace Page. In the fall of 1890, he was told of the Ghost Dance, a ceremony that promised to rid the land of the invaders and restore the natives' way of life. He just wanted to dance one last time. He was old, and he wanted to celebrate the heritage that was being taken away from him. He explained, "Because I am a red man, if the Great Spirit had desired me to be a white man, he would have made me so in the first place. He put in your heart certain wishes and plans. In my heart, he put other and different desires. Each man is good in the sight of the Great Spirit. It is not necessary that eagles should be crows." The following month, fearing that he would join the Ghost Dancers, 43 reservation policemen were sent to bring him in. He refused to go anywhere without a fight, and he was tired of the lies. He was tired of fighting for the memory of his once proud people. He was shot and killed. After Annie Oakley heard of his death, she said, "If he had been a white man, someone would have hung for his murder." He made his last stand at Standing Rock. His name was Tantanka Layotanka, a Hunkpampa Lakota leader. He was remembered among the Lakota, not only as an inspirational leader and a fearless warrior, but as a loving father, a gifted singer, a man always affable and friendly towards others, whose deep religious faith gave him a prophetic insight and lent special power to his prayers. At one time, he had been a wanted man, chased across the country by thousands of soldiers before he became one of the most famous refugees in American history. Most people knew him by another name, Sitting Bull. He was famous for defeating General George Armstrong Custer and defending the Black Hills of Dakota Territory in an area sacred to many tribes and placed off limits to white settlement by the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1868. Lakotas were fighting for survival, according to author Pekka Hämäläinen in his book Lakota America. Embarrassed and angered by the defeat, the army pursued Tatanka Layotanka until he and a group of followers would be forced to Canada. The British government gave Tatanka Layotanka and his people refuge and protection in Canada, and for a time lived in peace. They lived in Canada for the next 4 years, but game soon became scarce and many of the refugees died of starvation. Despite his pride, Tatanka Layotanka was forced to surrender to the U.S. Army. He did so not because he was giving up, but because he cared about his people. Speaking to the U.S. Secretary of War and Secretary of the Interior, as recorded by the Northwest Mounted Police, Fort Walsh, Saskatchewan, Canada, he said, "For 64 years, you have kept me and my people and treated us bad. What have we done that you should want us to stop? We have done nothing. It is all the people on your side that have started us to do all these depredations. We could not go anywhere else, so we took refuge in this country. It was on this side of the country we learned to shoot, and that is the reason why I came back to it again. I would like to know why you came here in the first place. I did not give you the country, but you followed me from one place to another, so I had to leave and come over to this country." After 2 years in prison, Tatanka Layotanka was allowed to return to the reservation. That reservation was the Standing Rock Reservation in South Dakota, and that is where he made his last stand. 2 weeks after his death, several hundred Lakota Indians, mostly women and children, were massacred at Wounded Knee. Before his death, Tatanka Layotanka made a speech to the Indian Council saying, "These people have made many rules that the rich may break, but the poor may not. They have a religion in which the poor worship, but the rich will not. They even take these tithes of the poor and the weak to support the rich and those who rule. They claim this mother of ours, the earth, for their own use and fence their neighbors away from her and deface her with their buildings and their refuse. He also said, I will remain what I am until I die. This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, posted on his Facebook page on November 17th, 2019. I'm going to read another reading that was posted on November 18th, 2019. Excerpts from a speech by Chief Joseph. Citation, In Matu Yalatat, speech at Lincoln Hall in Washington, D.C., 1879, published in North American Review, Volume 128, Issue 269, pages 412 through 434, courtesy of Cornell University's Making of America. My friends, I have been asked to show you my heart. I am glad to have a chance to do so. I want the white people to understand my people. Some of you think an Indian is like a wild animal. This is a great mistake. I will tell you about our people, and then you can judge whether the Indian is a man or not. I believe much trouble and blood would be saved if we opened our hearts more. I will tell you, in my way, how the Indian sees things. The white man has more words to tell you how they look to him, but it does not require many words to speak the truth. What I have to say will come from my heart, and I will speak with a straight tongue. Akumkin Imamihut, the Great Spirit, is looking at me and will hear me. Our fathers gave us many laws which they had learned from their fathers. These laws were good. They told us to treat all men as they treated us, and that we should never be first to break a bargain. That it is a disgrace to tell a lie, that we should speak only the truth, that it was a shame for one man to take from another his wife or his property without paying for it, that hereafter he will give every man a spirit home according to his deserts. If he has been good, he will have a good home. If he has been a bad man, he will have a bad home. This I believe, and all my people believe the same. We lived quietly. But this could not last. White man had found gold in the mountains around the land of Winding Water. They stole a great many horses from us, and we could not get them back because we were Indians. The white man told lies for each other. I only ask of the government to be treated as all other men are treated. If I cannot go to my own home, let me have a home in some country where my people will not die so fast. When I think of our condition, my heart is heavy. I see men of my race treated as outlaws and driven from country to country or shot down like animals. I know that my race must change. We cannot hold our own with the white man as we are. We only ask an even chance to live as other men live. We ask to be recognized as men. We ask that the same law shall work alike on all men. If the Indian breaks the law, punish him by the law. If the white man breaks the law, punish him also. Let me be a free man, free to travel, free to stop, free to work, free to trade where I choose, free to choose my own teachers, free to follow the religion of my fathers, free to think and talk and act for myself, and I will obey every law or submit to the penalty. Whenever the white man treats the Indian as they treat each other, then we will have no more wars. We shall all be alike, brothers of one father and one mother, with one sky above us and one country around us and one government for all. Then the Great Spirit Chief who rules above will smile upon this land and send rain to wash out the bloody spots made by my brother's hands from the face of the earth. For this time, the Indian race are waiting and praying. I hope that no more groans of wounded men and women will ever go to the ear of the great spirit chief above, and that all people may be one people. In Mutu Yalatlat has spoken for his people. Young Joseph, Washington, D.C., Volume 128, Number 269. This was two readings from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find the John S. Randall Peace Page on Facebook. Just look for John, J-O-N-S, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, Peace Page. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my technical assistant, David Leon. These entries were from November 17th and 18th, 2019. Thank you for listening.